T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Another cold one in the Delaware Valley, but we wake up, of course, following a 76ers victory yesterday afternoon. Flyers back at it tonight versus the Penguins. Final game for the Flyers prior to the All-Star break. We'll get into the Phillies and Eagles offseason. One a long way away from starting with the Eagles, and of course one with the Phillies, getting closer to spring training now just in a couple of weeks. Andy Reid in the Super Bowl, we'll touch on that for sure, and that'll be a thing not just today really, but for the next week and a half or so, 2 weeks until the bowl. So a lot to hit today, and we'll do so all with you on the phone lines at 888-729-9494. Hop aboard those phone lines again, 888-729-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, pal.
In ancient Rome, it was considered a sign of leadership to be born with a crooked nose.
Well, how about that? What if I
Your nose is crooked.
Yeah.
My nose is crooked.
Not born with
Are
it,
Are we
though.
Good leaders? Well, oh, really? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, mine was 10th grade baseball, so or 11th grade, whatever the heck it was. So.
That's right. I remember you saying that.
Yeah, I was stealing second base there. I'm still annoyed.
Is that a badge of honor for you?
Yeah. Sure.
Broken nose playing baseball.
Yeah, broken nose playing baseball.
So baseball was the sport that you actually stuck with the longest?
Yeah, I guess that's true. I also broke my wrist playing baseball, but that was wiffle ball in the backyard.
Of course you did.
Not
you
as cool.
You find a way to get hurt doing anything. It's unbelievable.
I also broke my wrist at a basketball camp. Speedy Morris's basketball camp at LaSalle. I broke my wrist.
Are you serious?
You are brittle. You are a brittle man.
Frail. Weak and frail.
Oh, boy. All right, 888-729-9494. Neither weak nor frail yesterday. Ben Simmons, what a job. Sixers get the win. Road win, of course, versus the Brooklyn Nets. Ben with it was a historic game. I mean, he goes for a wacky, incredible line of 34 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, 5 steals, 2 blocks. At times, he's playing point guard. At times, he's playing center. I mean, this is
Center.
Well, yeah. I said, look, it's a magnificent performance by Ben Simmons yesterday. We'll talk about it at 888-729-9494. I mean, amongst other things, John, it seems pretty obvious, pretty clear that Ben Simmons is at his best when Joel Embiid's not out there. I mean, I don't think anybody could possibly disagree with that. He's clearly at his best when Embiid's not there.
Sadly, that is the case, and that's our dilemma. The question is, what should the Sixers do about it? Ben, Joel, you can say the same thing for Joel. Joel's better off when Ben's not on the court. Actually, the numbers prove it out. Over the last 4 years, the Sixers' net rating, is higher with just Joel than with Joel and Ben. Wow. We saw yesterday. I mean, it's obvious. Yes, they can coexist, but they are better off with just one or the other. And I'm saying it's obvious which one you choose.
Who's that?
Joel Embiid. So right now is the ideal time to sell high on Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons looks like a world beater. We all know he's not. We all know that this is the regular season thing that Ben does. He goes out and dominates.
Yeah, I can't have a game like
we
this.
We know that when the postseason comes and teams ratchet down, and really often just late in games when teams ratchet down defensively, Ben's game doesn't function. It doesn't stay afloat any longer. We need a point guard, and we will never a point guard who will shoot, and we will never get one as long as Ben is in town. So there is I should say Joel needs a point guard who can facilitate and actually shoot, so the floor can be spread, so he can work down low. That's not going to ever happen with Ben. You got to choose one. You can't have your cake and eat it too here.
Oh, yes,
so
I can.
Choose one. Now's the time to do it. Ben is looking great. You might actually get more for him. You might actually be able to fleece someone dumb out there and get a king's ransom to where, you know, bring in a point guard, bring in someone who can shoot, bring in someone who can facilitate. Bring in – let's do what the Bucks did with Giannis, where you've got your keystone player – and you just make sure everyone else around him fits.
Yeah, but that's not enough.
Right
now, it's not going to be enough for the Bucks.
I don't care. It'll be enough for us.
I don't like that.
Joel
no way.
Is better if Ben's not there. I pick Joel personally. I would rather. I think he gives you a better chance to win the whole shebang. So let's build around him. And Ben is not a piece that we need, but Ben is a piece that could fetch a handsome sum right about now.
Well, I'd say this, man. I don't like your approach. I mean, you know, a game like that yesterday.
I'm saying it's awesome. It's awesome.
No,
to
understand.
I understand
what you're
like
saying.
It's thrilling and look, to watch Ben do
yeah,
that.
It is.
I'm just saying it's fool's gold.
Well,
we know then that when the postseason comes, that doesn't happen, well, especially because defenses know his weakness and he refuses to work.
Yeah, you used the word choice, and they got to make a choice. And there's no doubt. I mean, it actually reminds me of. Of Indiana Jones, the third one, and that 1,000-year-old knight telling Harrison Ford, "You must choose."
That knight was so weak.
You must choose wisely.
Well, you've been sitting there for a long time waiting for someone to show up, John. Come on,
wait 1,000 years, and he says, "You must choose wisely." Now, look, this is a choice, and this is a fascinating one in Philadelphia sports because it's very rare that you have a situation like this where you have two supreme talents. Where I mean,
you acknowledge you got to choose one, right?
I don't acknowledge that. I think there's three different paths here. Path one is you trade Embiid. Path one
oh,
is you
come on.
Path,
Why?
Path two yeah. is you trade Simmons. Path three, which is clearly what I would advocate right now.
Have your cake and eat it too.
Yes.
And try to be a
glutton. You keep them both.
And it fails.
You keep them both. Look.
It fails, Joe.
You have
We've seen that now for 3 years.
Well, 2 years.
With them playing together.
2 years. Two and a half, if you will. I mean, this is.
I'm rounding up.
Okay, you're rounding up at the halfway point of the year. Look, I think, like, here's the way I look at it. I'm curious how everyone thinks of it at 888-729-9494. You know, what to do, because it is a conundrum. I mean, John is right. There are numbers that speak to the fact, and you can just see it with your eyes, that it's not exactly what you'd call an ideal fit. That's obvious. And there is no doubt. Because we now have strong evidence over the course of a couple of seasons that when Joel Embiid is out, Ben Simmons does play his best. It just opens it up. There's literally no doubt about that. My thought in with all of that being said, is that what you got to do if you're the 76ers is hunker down to make it work. Now you may say, Joe, you're trying to beat your head against the wall.
When is this going to happen? We have already beaten our head to a bloody pulp against the wall because we're waiting for Ben to buy in. He's not gonna. Like, since when do you think Ben is actually going to
I don't know.
Participate well, and cooperate
right.
with a pick and roll? Like, he can't do it
no,
because
he
won't shoot.
Yeah.
It won't work. When do you think that Ben will actually, late in games in a half-court offense, be a standardized point guard,
right.
which is what we need to maximize Joel.
Yeah.
The gimme points that he would get down on the block are not gimme points because defenses can double him because Ben will not shoot. Why do you think it's going to change when it hasn't?
I tell you this, Sean, I'm incredibly frustrated about it.
So you just sit around and wait? You sit around and wait until Joel is too old to do this anymore?
Well, that's
until Joel is too beaten up? To give us a championship, now is the iron is hot. Now is when you have to strike. If we don't do this, we've got a window here. I'm saying 5 years while Joel's body holds up.
No, that's probably a fair estimate, 5 years. Yeah.
So what are we waiting for? Right now, I'm saying last night was a godsend. Ben Simmons did amazing things.
It increases his value. There's no doubt about
Take
that.
Take him and show him.
There's no doubt.
And get something. that fits with Joel.
Well, look, 888-729-9494 to really get into this and kind of how to navigate this as a 76ers fan. Obviously, you know, if you're running the 76ers organization, what you would do. I mean, it is crystal clear that Simmons is at his best without Embiid. That's entirely obvious. So what do you do? I mean, I'll say this, and I've talked, and again, 888-729-9494. I've talked a lot about this, especially in the last month or so, that, yes, I am more inclined to trade Ben Simmons now more than I've ever been as a Sixers fan. No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, because you do wonder, as John's pointing out, you know, will he ever shoot? There's no doubt we have, I think, at least I have had, diminishing hope. Not that it's extinguished, but diminishing hope. It's less than it used to be that he will ever develop the jump shot that is necessary to be, you know, to use the phrase, all that he can be. And so it's really, really aggravating. At the same time, you see a game like that yesterday, right, and you know what he can be without Embiid, and I say, I know it's aggravating.
We can win now. We could win this year, man. Like, well, we can change this up. Yes, it's drastic. Yes, it sounds like it's over the top. But is it?
Well, but
is it when you're really just maximizing your best player?
But the other, but John, when you say
which
they can,
is what makes sense?
Yeah, when you say they can win now, and I don't disagree that that is possible. I mean, if they were to look, if you trade Simmons or if you trade Embiid, and by the way, a whole nother line of thought, John, I know it's not you, but believe me, there's people out there, and we'll hear from you at 888-729-9494 that see a game like that from Simmons yesterday. I don't know what the percentage is, but I guarantee you there's people out there that say, no, Embiid's the guy to flip.
And that's just...
Well, but that's also motivated by the thought that he will have a short career.
Yeah,
I understand. You don't even know if he'll actually be ready to play in May and June when you don't know that. I mean, there's things that you want to count on in life. Joel Embiid being healthy for the 2 months they need him in the postseason is not one of them.
I choose to put my faith in Joel's drive and will to push through the physical pain that he will endure over the next 5-7 years. I choose that over Ben's fickle decision to shoot or not to shoot.
Yeah.
Ben's fickle, you know, willingness to buy in. Because I've waited long enough.
Well,
on
look,
that.
Yeah, 888.
I'm a fool for waiting.
Well,
as
I
long
mean,
as I have.
Yeah, but
I mean, we all are.
But at the same time, I mean, you work so hard as an organization. Any team in sports, well, in this case, the NBA, you don't work hard to get two players like this. You lose. You lose hard. you lose hard for so long to get players like this. It is so rare that the 76ers or any team has players of this ilk, individually speaking. And I just think, John, the wisest, to go back to the night in the movie, the wisest choice to make is to just continue to try to make it work with
both. That is not wise. That is the Joe DiCamera choice. That is the sit around and do nothing and hope choice. That's wrong. Yesterday, I'm saying we need to trade Al Horford. Today, I'm saying we need to trade Ben Simmons. I'm saying something needs to change.
Well, there's no...
It's obvious this is not working, Joe.
And a lot of it does go back to Ben, because when Embiid's out there, it is the non-traditional component of Simmons' game that limits the offense.
Just wait, man. Once again, like, you really think the playoffs are going to be different this year? You really think when defenses change their approach and they actually care,
right,
and they sort of slough off
and it slows down.
Play Ben off just far enough that he can't drive past them, you think he can function in a half court? No, he can't, and he won't until he shoots, and he won't, and we know that, and it's been years. So now you can fool some people. There are people who can, you know, no, that's not true. There are people who will build around Ben. There are people who they could put a team together around him where he would flourish, where everyone else can shoot, right? That's what he needs. We're doing him a disservice, and I'm taking this to the next level now.
Yep.
We're doing Ben a disservice asking him to be what he's not. We're doing this town a disservice asking these guys to coexist. We're doing Joel the biggest disservice of all, because his body is going to break down in a not too distant future.
Yeah, not too long.
And he is a championship caliber player if we just give him the right pieces around him. It's He deserves a team built to his strength.
All right, 888-729-9494. What to do here? It is a huge decision for Philadelphia sports, in this case for the 76ers, to make how to navigate this. You got two high-end talents, obviously both flawed in different ways. Ben, the non-jump shot. Joel, the conditioning, and just the fact that you just don't know how long it's going to last. I mean, really three different paths here. One, trade Ben. Two, trade Joel. Three, keep them both and try to make what hasn't worked together work better. Look, we'll hear from you. 888-729-9494. And to be very clear, any conversation about trading, and I want to be very clear about this, any conversation about trading either one of them is not a give them away. This is not a, take chump change back. I mean, you're trying to trade for something outstanding also to walk through the door, which does make it more palatable. You might be, oh, I don't want to trade Simmons. Oh, I don't want to trade Embiid. Well, we're not trying to talk to – we're not talking about trading him for Robert Covington. We're talking about trading him for a great player or players that can help complement the team.
I'd like to bring Covington back, by the way.
Well, that's a different matter. Yeah. But neither one of us is saying trade Embiid or Simmons for him. All right, 888-729-9494. What to do? You must choose wisely. What's the choice? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.